Texas America and the world. This is the Mark Gandhoff Substitute Live in San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. A series of news stories to cover today. Mark Glenn will be on with us at right on 9 o'clock at the same time. Talk about some of the things he's currently doing with the American Free Press. Let's put a human face and a very tragic face this morning on the misery that's involved in this American conflict in Iraq. The nephew of Pastor Elder McCants, who was an African-American Missouri Synod Lutheran pastor in San Antonio. Pastor McCants serves Holy Cross Lutheran Church down on South New Braunfels Avenue. His nephew was killed in Iraq several days ago. It was front page news in the San Antonio Express News. I would go on record as saying that Pastor McCants has been a very close friend of mine for a long time. He once served on my board at Texas Bible College in San Antonio back in the final days of that institution in the early 1990s. He is a very fine, very traditional, very orthodox Lutheran pastor. And lo and behold, the headline from a couple of days ago in the San Antonio Express News indicates that Marquis J. McCants dies of wounds suffered when his unit came in contact with enemy forces using an improvised explosive device and small arms fire. This is something that you can read about online. It's a dreadful story, not simply because this 23-year-old young man is dead. He graduated from O'Connor High School in 2001. He had a wife and three children. The other thing that comes forth very strongly about this kid, as you read the article, is that much like his uncle, the Missouri Synod Lutheran pastor I was just making reference to, is that this young man was obviously a person who cared about people and was very much involved in his work as a combat medic specialist of one sort or another. And the young man has now lost his life. It's a very hard story to report, very hard story to live with, because, again, it puts a human face on the dreadful character of this conflict in Iraq that we tend to look at in terms of statistics, and the statistics are bad enough. We tend to look at it in terms of the macrocosmic policy issues that are involved in it or that aren't involved in it, as the case may be. But then when you see a story like this one where it puts a human face on those statistics, it kind of slugs you right in the gut. I'm going to read a little bit of this story, and after the first commercial break, come back to it again. But we are told today that violence in Iraq has taken the life of another San Antonian, an aspiring musician who joined the army to treat the wounded and to support his family. Specialist Marquis Jermaine McCants, 23, was one of two soldiers killed Friday when their unit was attacked with an explosive and with small arms fire. McCants, who graduated from O'Connor High School in 2001, had a wife and three children. Quote, Specialist McCants distinguished himself by providing life-saving care on several occasions to members of the Red Falcons and the Iraqi people, Captain Philip Smith, Rear Detachment Commander of McCants Battalion, said in a statement. Red Falcons is the battalion's army moniker. McCants was on his first deployment to Iraq. He and the other soldier who died, Sergeant First Class Scott J. Brown, 33 years of age, of Windsor, Colorado, were assigned to the 1st Battalion, 325th Airborne Infantry Regiment, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. In a statement released Monday by the 82nd Airborne's Public Affairs Office, Smith described McCants as a devoted professional. This is Mark Gancoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
We're back. This is Mark Dankost, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross will be with me right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to talk about some of the central news stories of the day and of the week. And we're back to something that I wanted to consider before the first commercial break, and it deals with the death of a nephew of a very, very close friend of mine. If you know Pastor Elder McCants of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in San Antonio, you know a very fine gentleman. As I mentioned before, he was with me on the board of Texas Bible College here in San Antonio back in the waning days of that institution in the early 1990s. Pastor McCants is an African-American. He's been very much involved in the city of San Antonio for a long time and ministers to people. He is very conservative theologically, as I am. So I suppose in an Orthodox Lutheran context, he would say all of the correct things and believe all of the correct things. But with Pastor McCants, it's not simply a question of what he believes in terms of his intellectual commitments and his volitional commitments to certain kinds of propositional truth, but he's a very fine gentleman who I think has proclaimed the love of God in the lives of many people for a long, long time, not simply in his teaching and in his pulpit, but also in the way that he treats people and ministers to people who are in desperate circumstances. And he's an example of a Lutheran pastor who's not simply a good theologian, but a very, very fine human being. And it comes as a real punch in the gut to learn, as a result of the front page of the San Antonio Express News, that his nephew, Marquis Jay McCants, died of wounds suffered when his unit came in contact in Iraq with enemy forces using an improvised explosive device and small arms fire. As I mentioned before the break, Specialist Marquis Jermaine McCants, 23, was one of two soldiers killed last Friday when their unit was attacked with an explosive and with small arms fire. McCants graduated from O'Connor High School in 2001. He had a wife and three children. I will quote again what was said by the rear detachment commander of his battalion, Captain Philip Smith. He said that Specialist McCants distinguished himself by providing life-saving care on several occasions to members of the Red Falcons and the Iraqi people. Red Falcons is his battalion's army moniker. The article goes on to say that Jermaine McCants was on his, Marquis Jay McCants was on his first deployment to Iraq. And he and the other soldier who died, Sergeant First Class Scott J. Brown, 33 of Windsor, Colorado, were both involved with the 82nd Airborne Division in Fort Bragg. Going on to read further from Captain Philip Smith's statement about Specialist McCants, he indicates that his medical knowledge, grace under pressure, and attentive care to the men of his platoon earned him respect far beyond his rank and experience, unquote. McCants is the 28th San Antonian killed in action in Iraq and the first known graduate of O'Connor High School. Including McCants, 20 soldiers from the Alamo City, as well as six Marines and two airmen, have died in service there. Quote, "I want to be able to save my friends," McCants would say, while attending advanced combat medic training at Fort Sam Houston, his father recalled. Still, even though his son chose the risks of being an airborne medic, Savage McCants said he's angry over his loss. Quote, "As far as I'm concerned, this war is a personal agenda for the president," unquote, said the father, a retired Air Force Master Sergeant. Quote, "I never did agree with the war," he said. "We're not winning anything. We have no real mission over there. The only thing that's keeping me from losing my mind over this is my faith in God," unquote. McCants was 17, about to start his senior year in high school, when he and his father spoke to San Antonio Express News columnist Gary Clack in August of 2000. McCants had been arrested near the Alamo for jaywalking a few weeks earlier. His father accused the San Antonio Police Department of targeting African-American youth unfairly amid troubles with local youth gangs and criticized police for putting his son in a police wagon and taking him to the police department. Al Philippus, the San Antonio police chief at the time, investigated police reports of McCants and others the same night and called those actions a form of zero tolerance that went too far. "It was inappropriate and I put a halt to it," Philippus said at the time. McCants' mother, Belinda McCants, said she didn't think the episode had a lasting impact on her son. Born on August the 4th, 1983, McCants lived in San Antonio from 1988 to 92 and from 1997 to 2005. He worked at the Sam's Club on Northwest Loop 410 for about 2 years before joining the Army in 2005. Mark, with a Q, quote-unquote, as he was known, had a loving spirit and a lot of friends at Marshall and O'Connor High Schools, his father said. Quote, "He couldn't stand to see anybody down," unquote, he said. McCants hoped to earn a degree in music and begin producing hip-hop albums. Quote, "He really didn't think the war would last," his father said. "Music was his true love. He'd sit down and write music and lyrics," unquote. He turned to military service to provide a stable income for his wife and children. "Everything Marquis did was for his family," his father said. McCants also is survived by his wife, Andrea McCants of San Antonio, two daughters and one son. Other survivors include his mother, Belinda McCants of San Antonio, three sisters, and two brothers. Again, this is a story that hits you right in the gut, doesn't it? We have posted this at Breaking All the Rules News in order that the rest of the national community and international community might see it. I've already heard from two very fine people who have been guests on this show in the past who offer their personal condolences to the extended McCants family here in San Antonio. Dr. Michael Chosinowski of globalresearch.ca, whose very, very fine website carries all of the information that you read, want to read or don't want to read day after day about what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in Iraq. He writes today to me to ask that I express my personal condolences to the extended family of Specialist McCants. George Cody, who is the executive director of the American Task Force on Lebanon, also weighs in with his personal condolences to the McCants family here in San Antonio. And, of course, my good friend Mark Glenn, who will be with us at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time, offers his condolences, writing to us from the American Free Press in Washington, D.C. Again, this is a story that will not go away because we now have, once again, a human face upon the tragedy of this war that brings us back full circle to the same questions that we have been raising about this conflict since it started. Is this war justified? Was this war based on solid intelligence information that indicated that there was a true national security threat to the United States and to its people that could only be resolved by going to war? That's question number one. Question number two, was this war a constitutionally declared war by the Congress of the United States, or was this yet another action undertaken by a chief executive who was acting outside the Constitution of the United States? Question number three, who are the other forces who are involved in this war, whose names and whose identities continue to come to the fore in regard to those individuals and those constituencies that were prodding the president to take this action in March of 2003? I got into this a little bit this week with Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily and Human Events, but of course my own position on this war is identical to that of Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul. I do not believe that this war is advised. I don't believe that it was justified. I certainly don't believe that it meets the constitutional standard for when we go to war and who makes the decision in regard to going to war. I also believe that the forces behind this are going to continue to make themselves felt, in that I believe there will be an expansion of this war eventually in the Middle East, because we have not solved the problems in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. We have exacerbated tensions between Sunnis and Shiites as a result of what we have done in Iraq. There is a great danger now of war breaking out between Kurds and Turks as a result of what we have done. Certainly in this invasion of Iraq in March of 2003 as being one of the causes for that tension being there. And now, of course, there are the same forces that are clamoring for a preemptive military strike against Iran. Can you imagine, folks, with the catastrophe that we have already faced in this war, what's going to happen if we expand this situation by unilaterally and on a preemptive basis striking Iraq? It would be an absolutely dreadful circumstance. I think we would quickly discover that we are at war with one-third of the Earth's population if we do this. It's not going to stop with Iraq or Iran. It's not even going to stop with the dreadful mess of circumstances in Palestine. We would find ourselves at war from Somalia all the way to Indonesia with all of the folks who tend to occupy that that crescent area. This would be something that would be beyond anything that the American military has ever faced before. It would be something that would never end. And we get back to the eternal question, why? Does this war meet the litmus test of the standards for war that have been presented to us by George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison? Or is this something that is being thrust upon us by multinational corporate conglomerates, central bankers, and especially the government of Israel and the Israeli lobby in the United States? It's not going to go away. We have to raise these questions. We have to face these questions. And this gets back to something that I'll talk about with Mark Glenn later this morning when he's on the show from 9 o'clock Central onward. My interview with Dr. Jerome Corsi was, I think, a very interesting one. We will revisit some of the conversation that I have with Dr. Corsi on Wednesday as it relates to war, as it relates to Israel, as it relates to the Middle East. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Teach the world to snuff the fire.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of both the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross will be with me at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, as Mark usually is, to talk about the week's most significant events and personalities. And from time to time, Mark helps me to review some of the things that I've talked about with individual guests in the previous 4 or 5 days that he thinks are particularly significant. But I wanted to get back just for a moment to this dreadful story that's been on the front pages of the San Antonio Express News in the last couple of days, the death of Marquis J. McCants, a medical specialist in Iraq. He is the nephew of my good friend Pastor Elder McCants, an African-American Missouri Synod Lutheran pastor who is presently pastoring Holy Cross Lutheran Church down on New Braunfels Avenue in San Antonio. As I've said before, Pastor McCants is a great, great man, great theologian, great Orthodox Lutheran pastor, somebody who, by the way, has been in the business of serving people for a long time. He would be cringing if he knew that I was talking about him on international airwaves this way, because he's a very humble person and decent guy. But let me tell you, he is quite a person. And the Orthodox Lutheran Weekly Christian News, edited by Herman Otten, Pastor Otten is not afraid to take on anything theologically or politically. You'll discover that if you read Christian News. Christian News has on several occasions in recent times recommended to their readers that Elder McCants of San Antonio, the pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church, be elected as a vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at their upcoming convention. Now, I'd have to say that I don't believe that Pastor McCants has a chance of winning, even coming close to winning. That relates to the internal politics of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which we don't really need to get into too much on the air here. But I think it's a real shame that he will not be elected, because he is such a fine individual. He combines theology with practice. He combines a commitment to the essential biblical truths, at least as those are understood in the Lutheran faith, with a real heart for people. I don't know anybody, frankly, anybody, who doesn't like Pastor Elder McCants. And now we read, of course, that his nephew has been killed in Iraq. And I'm struck by a number of things as I read through this young man's biography and this posthumous tribute to him that's appearing in the San Antonio Press. Much like his uncle, Pastor Elder McCants, Specialist Marquis Jermaine McCants was characterized apparently by a number of things. The first is an absolute creativity in life. His pastor was a theologian and is a theologian. Marquis Jermaine McCants was apparently a musician. So there's the creative side of the nephew coming forth in regard to music and to making other people happy through music. Specialist Marquis Jermaine McCants, from what we read in the San Antonio Press, was also someone who was very much involved in wanting to help people. You know, it's interesting. His uncle is the same kind of guy. Apparently his father is the same type of person, too. His dad's a retired Air Force sergeant whose whole life has been apparently oriented career-wise toward the mission, the larger mission, the way in which you help a group of other people achieve something that's more significant than their individual lives. And certainly characterizes Pastor Elder McCants. It apparently characterizes this young man's father. It certainly characterizes him as we read the total account of who this gentleman was in life. When we come back, I want to continue with this and examine some of the comments of his father in the wake of his son's passing. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage? where perverts and the godless write the rules. Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
We're back. This is Mark and Eric McHugh live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross will be with us at right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. Mark will help me cover some of the week's key stories, talk about some of the week's key personalities, and speak again specifically about the things that really should matter to us the most as we try to get at the bottom of the real meaning of the news. And at the grave risk of politicizing the death of a very fine young man who is the nephew of a very close friend of mine here in San Antonio, I think at some point we need to put the appropriate political interpretation and spin, as well as the appropriate spiritual interpretation and spin, on the death of specialist Marquis J. McCants of San Antonio, who was a medical specialist in Iraq, out of the 82nd Airborne Division in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He, of course, had earlier been trained in advanced combat medic training at Fort Sam Houston here in San Antonio. He was killed, unfortunately, 1 week ago today in this terrible, terrible war. And I think as we look at the human face that Marquis J. McCants puts on this conflict in Iraq, we need to try to get at the bottom of the deeper meaning of it. You know, this gets into something, again, that takes me all the way back to my days as a young person during the Vietnam War. I don't know how many of you out there who listen to this show remember Vietnam. Some of you are old enough to not only remember it, but maybe you were involved in it. Maybe you were there in some capacity. Maybe you lost a loved one in Vietnam. Maybe you had a loved one come back from Vietnam with terrible psychological or physical injuries or both. But the fact of the matter is, that war continues to be a scar on the American soul. I remember a number of years ago when I went back to Washington, D.C. for the first time in quite a number of years, I attended a gathering that was in front of the Vietnam Wall. That was a special experience for me because, of course, my father had been involved in Vietnam as an Air Force officer. And there were a handful of names among the 58,000 plus that are on that wall in at the Washington Mall in D.C. that I recognized. These were men that I knew personally who lost their lives in that conflict. And it gave me some sort of special experience, I think, to look at those names and to think about those lives. And more importantly, to talk to people whose lives had been more directly affected by Vietnam than my own, who were still trying to come to grips with the human pain of the whole situation as it was represented by names on that wall that might have involved the loss of a son, the loss of a husband or brother, or whatever it might happen to be. The frustrating thing for me is I read this morning the San Antonio Express News account of Marquis J. McCants and his death in Iraq, is that it seems to me that the most anguishing aspect of this is that once again, within just a generation, we're dealing with a circumstance where the American people find themselves in a conflict that does not have a real significant political justification. It does not seem to have the appropriate constitutional justification. It's a conflict that we enter as Americans with continued renewed questions about the judgment of the president and the rectitude of his actions. It's a conflict that once again we find ourselves asking questions about in terms of the acquiescence of Congress in something that should not have been acquiesced in. We might ask ourselves once more where the news media was in all of this. The news media supposedly, in a certain sense of the word, is supposed to have an adversarial role to play with government in regard to keeping government accountable. Folks, it looks to me like the same people that own our news media are the same people who own our Congress and who own our president. And when you have that kind of conflict of interest going on, you tend to get the level of lousy performance that we've had out of corporate media. No question about it. We have these people in alternative media, and I think of Mark Glenn, for example, and Michael Collins Piper, Willis Carto with the American Free Press. These are names that come immediately to my mind. I think of some of the best people I know at the Breaking All the Rules Columnist Guild, who week after week, month after month, year after year, have been dogging all kinds of stories that are never covered by the corporate press that need to be covered because they're absolutely essential to the larger understanding of who and what we are. But when you see corporate Zionist-oriented news media failing in this regard, and then we come back to where we are now with the death of Marquis J. McCants, this very fine young man from San Antonio, we can at the same time go back to the feelings that I had when I was standing in front of the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C. in late 1990, or the feelings that I had in the 1960s and early 1970s during the Vietnam conflict when that whole thing was just tearing the country asunder. My essential question today is this. Did we learn anything from the Vietnam conflict? Did we learn anything at all from the Vietnam conflict? And what are the lessons that we should have learned from Vietnam? I think lesson number one is this. If we're going to go to war with anybody as Americans, we need a president and a Congress who make a very clear case for war to the American people that is rooted in solid intelligence, that is rooted in moral rationale, that has some connection to St. Augustine's just war theory. and that has an absolutely clear-cut basis for being, so that no one outside of the Quaker religion and a few other folks could possibly question its rationale. When you've got that kind of a rationale to fight, and when it's clear, and when it's defined, and when it's supported, and when it's moral, then by George, let's get behind it. That did not happen in the Vietnam War. I'll flat out tell you, I think Lyndon Johnson is a liar. I think he's a liar for a lot of reasons, but he certainly lied to the American public in cooking up this phony Gulf of Tonkin resolution that subsequently involved us in a war in Southeast Asia that we need not have fought. It is a war that cost us not only 58,000 men in terms of deaths, but it's a war that cost us untold numbers of additional people in terms of physical and psychiatric injuries, and all of those who had loved ones who fell into those categories, who themselves became scarred by the experience. Who knows how many people there are out there in the additional thousands or millions who, in one significant sense of the word, are casualties of the Vietnam War, whose names will never appear on that wall in Washington, D.C. The point is this. Folks, when our president and our Congress think that it's time to go to war, then let's have that case made to the American people honestly and forthrightly and clearly, so that the American public can fairly decide whether or not this is truly in their interest. That didn't happen in the Vietnam War, and it has not happened in this present conflict in Iraq. Let's go back to February and March of 2003. I don't know how many of you saw the Colin Powell testimony before the United Nations, but it was a testimony that was absolutely pathetic in its implications. It was based on lies. Lies told by General Powell, lies told by people claiming to represent the American intelligence community, and the president. Supposedly Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Supposedly Saddam's weapons were a direct threat to the national survivability of the United States. This was the stated reason why the President of the United States ordered us into Iraq in March of 2003. We now find that that case was a case built on sand. It had absolutely no viability or legitimacy whatsoever. Much like the earlier Gulf of Tonkin resolution with Lyndon Johnson, we see that once more the American people have been led down a blind path where we went to war without an honest, legitimate rationale coming out of the executive branch of the government. Number two, in Vietnam, the Congress simply acquiesced in a lie. They went along with the Gulf of Tonkin resolution and did not insist on a congressional examination of the president's rationale for war. They did not bring forth a constitutionally required declaration of war. That is an absolutely essential point. That is the second lesson we should have learned from Vietnam. And that is a situation where the Congress of the United States should definitively have asked for and insisted upon a declaration of war. Minus a declaration of war, the war is illegal and the war is illegitimate. That's what we should have learned from Vietnam. And once we have a congressional declaration of war, we do not simply have a legal constitutional imprimatur for the conflict. We have a political rationale for the war that the Founding Fathers also understood. And that is that when a case for war is made clearly, and when it's the Congress declaring it, then there can be a unification of the American people, both legally, militarily, and politically, in the event that things become difficult in that conflict. That's absolutely essential. We did not have that ingredient in Vietnam, and here we are now, a generation later, where we should have learned the absolutely essential character and importance of having that declaration of war. And we don't have it again. We've got, 150,000 kids plus in the situation in Iraq. We've got another 40,000 troops in Afghanistan, both American as well as NATO. We have the President of the United States, according to ABC News just last night, engaging in the authorization of additional covert actions against the nation and government of Iran that suggest that he's trying to expand this conflict to that country. Folks, this is once again a chief executive run amok. We've seen it with other chief executives. Lyndon Johnson was an example of this during the Vietnam War. The question is, why are we allowing this again? Did we learn anything? The President of the United States, much as was the case with Johnson in Vietnam, made a faulty case for war, and I would argue a falsified case for war. The Congress of the United States during the Vietnam conflict laid down on the job. The Congress of the United States is now laying down on the job in regard to this tragedy in Iraq. This then brings us to the next part of the equation, the American military. When does the American military finally reach a point where it can effectively convey to any American president and to any American Congress that while it is willing to carry out its orders, it wants to ensure that the Constitution of the United States is being obeyed? Whatever happened to the concept that the men who are sworn and the women who are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States in the military, when do they have the right simply to say to the chief executive of this country and to the Congress that the Constitution has not been obeyed and therefore the military directives that are being issued unconstitutionally need not be obeyed? This brings us right back to the Michael New case, doesn't it? My good friend Daniel New, he was on this show some days ago talking about the fact that the Supreme Court of the United States has failed to hear his son Michael New's appeal in regard to allegedly illegal orders that Michael New was given in Macedonia in 1995. I believe that Michael New's case is airtight. I believe that these orders that he was given were illegal and are illegal. Since when can American soldiers put foreign insignia on their uniforms and serve under foreign command without an explicit act of the United States Congress? That's a pretty compelling question, isn't it, folks? And Michael New fought that thing gallantly all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States, only to have the Chief Justices up there act as though he didn't have a case, or that the issues that he was bringing before the United States Supreme Court didn't matter or were irrelevant to justice and to the American people. To that I say bunk. It's one more example, in this case, of the Supreme Court's acquiescence, along with the Congress's acquiescence, in the actions of a chief executive that are clearly unconstitutional. Mr. Bush has acted illegally and unconstitutionally. Mr. Clinton acted illegally and unconstitutionally when he was issuing these orders to these troops in Macedonia to put these foreign insignia on their uniforms. Mr. Johnson was acting illegally and unconstitutionally in what he was cooking up during the Vietnam conflict. We need to speak clearly about these things. And I am speaking to you today not as a communist, not as a leftist, but as a patriotic American who believes in the Constitution of this country and is not a pacifist. I am not a pacifist, folks. I think there are occasions when, in fact, it is not only our option to fight, it may become our moral prerogative to fight. But let's ensure that when we do, that we are not killing the spirit and letter of the Constitution, that we are not killing the spirit and the heart of the American people constitutionally and politically and culturally when we're doing things that are totally outside our own traditional. I think of America, I think of Washington, I think of Madison, I think of Jefferson, and I frankly think that these warmongers that we presently have in our government, and I'm thinking of jokers like John McCain, just as one example, who insist that it is American to be supporting what Mr. Bush is doing in Iraq, are flat wrong. Mr. McCain was wrong during the Vietnam War, and so was I, by the way. And I was a young person at that time, but I supported the Vietnam conflict for all of the wrong reasons. The same wrong reasons that are now being advanced by an entire new generation of misguided people who in many cases should know better. But you know what, folks? Let me pat myself on the back in one small way, only a small way. For those of you who feel the same way that I do, I'm going to allow all of yourselves through the airwaves to pat yourselves on the back too. For getting it right for a change, I was wrong about the Vietnam War. I was wrong about the conduct of both Johnson and Nixon at that time. I was wrong about all of the implications of that conflict in terms of what it did to the American people, what it did to our perception of ourselves and to the Constitution. what it did to our standing in world opinion, what it did to our perception of ourselves in the deepest philosophical, moral, and theological sense. And you know, as I look at this present conflict in Iraq, as Yogi Berra would put it, it's deja vu all over again. Here we are, a generation later, the same mistakes, the same faulty constitutional and philosophical presuppositions that undergirded Vietnam now undergird this tragedy in Iraq. And you know what's scary? As I think of the very tragic death of Specialist Marquis Jermaine McCants today of San Antonio, I think about another dark thought, and that is that we are in a situation now that will make Vietnam pale by comparison in terms of the dangers that this presents to the world and the dangers that this presents to America as a constitutional republic. I'll be back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
We're back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn will hopefully be with me at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time, representing both the American Free Press as well as Mark's own Crescent and Cross. Wanted to mention something to the listeners. I am in the middle of what could be a very, very bad electrical storm in San Antonio, and all of my computer systems tied into my radio equipment are very sensitive to that kind of an electrical manifestation. If I suddenly have to duck out here in the next 2 hours, I hope that doesn't happen, but if I do, I'll alert my technician to the fact that we will need to go to a rebroadcast, and that I'll then see you Monday morning. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully I can get through the next 2 hours without any sort of interruption that is caused by severe electrical storms. But if you check the CNN forecast for San Antonio both today and in the next several days, you'll find out what I'm talking about. So please forgive me and bear with me if, in fact, that happens. Let's pray that it doesn't, because I really would like to stay with you for the next 2 hours, the last 2 hours of the show. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network in one of three ways. You can contact us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can call us at 1-800-724-2719. You can also write us at the Republic Broadcasting Network office at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We need your moral support. We need for you to tell other people about us. But most importantly, for purposes of this conversation, we need your financial gifts to the extent that you're able to help us. I can't emphasize to you how important I think the Republic Broadcasting Network is. John Stadtmiller has been working overtime to put together a team of hosts to bring you all of the things that corporate and Zionist-oriented news media are not going to tell you. To the extent that we're successful in bringing the real news to you, we need your support to be able to continue to fight the good fight. So I would ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network again by contacting us online at www.republicbroadcasting.org, giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719, or sending us something snail mail at the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, just like Willie Mays, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Think supporting the American Free Press and Ron Paul are two other subsidiary ideas, but related ideas that I'd like to get across to you today. Ron Paul needs our help to continue to fight the good fight for the Republican nomination for president. I'll be honest with you, I don't think he's going to be nominated, but support him anyway. We'll let the voters make that decision. And we need to give Ron as much support as we can just to get his ideas out there. He's the only candidate talking about the right ideas. We need to support him, and we need to make sure that we can keep him in the public debates and keep before the American public those things the corporate media does not want them to hear about. Support Ron Paul. We'll be back with an additional idea, and that is that you should subscribe to the American Free Press. Bring it back into this specialist McCants. And the implications of it for our lives. But Mark Ancos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.